Welcome to the Mastery Podcast with your host, Mark Coles. I have dedicated the last 15 years as a fitness professional to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you. So let's get started. What's up, guys? Good morning and welcome back to Monday Mastery. 5 minutes that's going to kickstart your week the right way. Now, I hope you had a fantastic weekend. I hope you've got your goals structured, ready for the week. I hope you have a plan, clear vision, you've set timeframes that are realistic, and you're not going to allow outside influences to get in the way. Something very important for you to think about. And one way we can do that is by talking about today's topic. And today's topic, episode number 26, is business meetings. And you might think to yourself, well, how does this all fit in? Where does business meetings fit into the grand scheme of the podcast? I don't have a business. I don't have partners. I don't have directors. Well, I'm going to stop you there because you do. And something each and every one of you need to understand. You are running a business. You're not a personal trainer. Your service you offer is personal training. You're running a business. You're dealing with money. You're dealing with customer service. You're dealing with systems. There is a result to achieve and a return for your business. There are outgoings. There are costs to the business. There should be financial forecasts and projections about what you want to earn and how you need to do all these sort of things to be able to, what you need to do in order to reach those goals. You see, I teach personal trainers all the time that you should always, at the beginning of the week, have a business meeting. Who is that business meeting with? Well, if you're the director of your business and you don't have any staff, that business meeting should be with yourself. You should have a very structured, detailed log of everything you need to discuss with yourself. What are your financial goals for the week, which will lead to your financial goals for the month, which will lead to your financial goals to the 6 month period, and lead to your 12 month financial goals? Very, very important. Because if you need to be making £100 a day profit, £150 a day profit, to reach to a £50,000 goal, then you need to be making sure that strategically wise, your systems mean that you will be bringing in that right amount of customers, inquiries, doing the right amount of consultations. And then there may be costs to your business in terms of education. Remember, if you want to spend £3,000, £4,000 every quarter on education, the percentage of that salary will be dissolved into costs per hourly rate. So if we're charging, for example, £60 an hour, of which £25 of that hourly rate goes towards rent for the facility that you're in, and you break down the outgoings of your education, that may take off £10 a session, which realistically brings that £60 an hour down to, say, 40 or even 35. And therefore, if you want to be earning profit of £50,000 a year, does that equate to 7 sessions at £30 an hour, £35 an hour? For a lot of you, it may not. So what do you need to do? And you start to realize when you have these business meetings with yourself that what you're doing right now is potentially filling your day with personal training hours. You're filling your day with education and research, but it's not taking you closer to your goals. Switch it on its head from a financial goal. Let's look at trying to get results with your clients. Your business meeting should be, what do I need to be doing this week to ensure that the biggest percentage of my clients are getting results? Which clients do I need to sit down and have a discussion with? Which clients do I need to deliver more to? Which clients do I need to know more of a particular subject on? And then part of your business meeting will then say, right, I can see what I have to do. Then I need to know what time frame of the week where I can place the education that I need in. I know when I'm going into a training session, what I've actually got to accomplish with that person. Many of you don't have an idea of what you need to accomplish with each training session that you do. And therefore, you go into the session, you finish the day, you haven't thought about finances, you haven't thought about what you need to do to be able to get forward, you haven't thought about what you need to do in order to get better results. Costs to the business are mounting up, education is being spent, you're potentially moving yourself into debt, you're potentially becoming frustrated with your business. And so you don't realize a lot of this is happening because week after week you just roll forward and think, if I'm going to be busy, if I'm going to be training people, if I'm going to be taking cash, I am moving forward. But without a business meeting with yourself, if it's staff you have, a lot of you may own gyms, training facilities, performance centers, personal training studios. How often do you have business meetings with everyone that works for you to ensure your systems are laid in place? Guys, this is a lot of information today in a very short space of time. And I want you to go back and listen to this because it's very, very short, but very, very important. And if you don't have a business meeting set with yourself or your business each week, you should. And guys, if you'd like any more information about how I conduct little business meetings, a little formula that I put together, I can happily send that to you. All you've got to do is go on my Instagram page, MarkColesM10, drop me a private message and just say, I'd love the business meeting formula. Just drop me a private message and I'll happily send it to you because I've got it. And it's really valuable because it just lays out what you should be covering in the meeting with yourself every single day. Guys, I hope you have a fantastic day. I hope today's been helpful. Please just do me an Insta story. Let other people know if you found the podcast helpful. And let's share the message of productivity, development, and change within the fitness industry. Guys, have an awesome day. Speak soon.